people, united, will never be divided. People.
Thousands of students and activists turned out in Tucson, Arizona at the University of Arizona tonight to voice their message of solidarity against the president-elect Donald Trump. Students told stories about seeing t-shirts on campus recently that depicted a tree with a noose hanging from it. One of the few pro-Trump protesters at the rally waved a Confederate flag while holding a sign that read, "Crybabies." Here's an excerpt from one of the speakers.
Are we such a lost generation that we've already forgotten it's not just our right, but our moral duty to fix the division and hatred that suppresses us every day? No, we're not. We're here. We must seek to acknowledge that the guilt of both parties for why we're here. If there is guilt in only one party, Trump would not be president. The last election that we just had last Tuesday had the lowest voter turnout in 2 decades. That should have been the highest with him running. 46% approximately didn't vote. That means they felt like they didn't have a candidate and Donald Trump wasn't worth voting against. So, how do we fix this? We are the ethical code, the people, that this country must follow. The world is watching. I wonder what ethical code Trump and his cabinet will follow, or if they have one. I can tell you I was a strong supporter of Bernie Sanders, and for me, I still feel the burn. Thank you, Bernie loves it too. I voted for Clinton, though, because as I watched Trump's extreme nationalism and statistical methods of division through scapegoating, it reminded me far too much of previous historical figures, that instead of having tiny hands, they had a tiny mustache. I cast my vote for Clinton not because I believe she was the best candidate in the world that we could possibly have, but I believe that her presidency would follow us, the ethical code, and that she would follow what we wanted, because it is up to us as a power in the world to see what the world needs.
For Radio Now, I'm Chase Lang.